Extreme emergency alert. From 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Welcome to the Divided Kingdom, the Watchman News program many of you have come to know and trust since 2003. Elizabeth Cuppett Cavalli and I, Lou Cavalli, are your hosts. Tonight is of such critical importance that we omit program sites and time schedules. Please visit our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com. Our last five programs have been critical. At DividedKingdomRadio.com, go to the listening archives to hear those July and August warning programs. Tonight's program is split into two parts. Part 1, War on the World's Men, Women, and Children. Part 2, America Worships Satan. But first, several very shocking emergency bulletins. Wake-up alerts. You never thought you'd hear in America. After those two pieces of absolutely bombshell tyranny plans, Elizabeth's two vital follow-up essays to her crucial July 25th piece, now, all three of them posted at the website, DividedKingdomRadio.com.
And you know, Lou, after I believe I wrote some of that script, I believe that we said there were two emergency pieces. I think it has enlarged to four pieces. At any rate, you want to listen carefully to this program.
Thank you, Elizabeth, and that just goes to show how fast things are moving. And to see Elizabeth's essays, you'll want to go to our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com, and look at the tab or on the menu, if it's a cell phone, look for the Breaking News section, and you can find those essays already uploaded there.
They're posted now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The first inkling of Nazi labor and or death camps in America came with two articles on August 8th, 2021. First, Joe Kovac's article, August 8th at WorldNet Daily. The title, Shock Executive Order Greenlights Quarantines, Involuntary Commitment Amid COVID Fears. An executive order signed quietly by Tennessee's Republican governor is troubling some Americans as it greenlights the National Guard and State Guard to implement quarantines and involuntary commitment of citizens, quote, in connection with certain health care and emergency services operations, unquote, with the governor specifically concerned about, quote, an increase in COVID-19 cases, unquote. Governor Bill Lee signed Executive Order 83 on Friday with little fanfare, according to Tennessee Stands and an influential conservative coalition. The group says it found some of the provisions in the executive order exceptionally concerning, including, quote, discretion to utilize National Guard and State Guard members in connection with certain health care and emergency services operations. Telephone assessment for involuntary commitment cases are permitted. And I'll interject. This is Lou speaking. Do we realize what this means? It means labeling vaccine resistors as being mentally ill, turning sane, innocent people into a psychiatric profile, grabbing them and locking them up. Back to point three, quote, temporary quarantine and isolation facilities may be constructed, unquote. Fox News journalist Todd Starnes collected reaction on social media with one commenter saying this, wow, the guard will be utilized, involuntary commitment, and construction of quarantine and isolation facilities. Thought all of that was just a silly conspiracy theory, unquote. And another concerned citizen wrote this, the pieces add up to a very scary picture. People need to wake up. I would like to know the specific scenarios and situations that would need to take place in order for these actions to be implemented. There are too many open-ended and vague words, which leads to open-door interpretation and neglected use, which would not work in our best interests. We need to demand specificity. And you can follow Joe on Twitter at joekovacs.news.
The second article came from News with Views. by Dr. Laurie Roth, August 8, 2021. Green zones, health detention camps being built for those at high risk. The CDC is not even hiding the agenda to make concentration camps for people they define as high risk to place for at least 6 months in, quote, green zone camps. It is so beautiful how the communist left have destroyed the color, quote, green. Read it yourself and then spread the word while standing loudly against these green zone health camps. No. To these emergency health camps. No. No. To these Nazi-style camps designed to hide behind the green emergency health rhetoric. Biden and the CDC, pardon me, are using emergency pandemic lying propaganda about COVID-19 and no doubt the endless variations of it already starting to target the elderly, people fighting any disease, gun owners, and the anti-government and dangerous, quote, unvaccinated. If you ever doubted the real agenda of Biden and the Democrats, doubt no more. How could anyone justify seizing against their will an alleged high-risk COVID-19 person out of their home, separated from their family, animals, work, church, life in general, to be placed in green zone prison with other high-risk people 6 months or more? Who gave the CDC and Biden God power to even dare define high risk? It reads like if you have a disease you manage of some sort and are older, whatever that means, you could be grabbed and put in the green zone camp for at least 6 months, but with them only deciding if or when you come home. Remember, in Nazi Germany, as Hitler was unfolding his death campaign for the Jews and other irregulars in society, he was talking emergency for the country. Health considerations, talking of a brief time away, on and on with the lies to get the Jews to step onto death trains and take them to death camps. Remember, Satan rarely approaches first without a lollipop and gift. We have to interject. Lou and I told you about in Maryland, they struck first with Alito's pizza, free pizza. Then they had lotteries. But now we're reduced to Governor Larry Hogan saying, just take the damn vaccine. Back to the article. He prefers, and that is Satan, to seduce you and pull you in close, then stab you to death. It's a health crisis, you know. History, oh, I think I read that wrong. It's a health crisis, you know. Yes, yes, we have to get the right meanings out of every word that is spoken. We have to know, I'm interjecting here, that what is called a green camp is probably a labor and then death camp. But back to Laurie Roth, history shows us all what happened in World War II, the horrid and unbelievable. Part of the madness then, looking back, was a culture and those targeted who accepted the lying, the propaganda. Complacency was pandemic enough that millions got on trains and went to their death. Looking back for a moment, the time for a real war and bloodbath should have started back when the Nazis started shutting Jewish businesses down and people were ordered to turn in neighbors. Does that sound familiar to you, Lou? I have to interject.
Why,
this sounds like lockdown in some of the places like Washington and California, all of that. Back to Laurie Roth's work, the real response by those Hitler targeted should have been organizing more ways to target Nazi soldiers, destroy railroad tracks, and blow up death trains. If only the masses stood up and fought instead of fearfully obeying and getting on the trains. Throughout history, and with many during World War II, the masses got confused with being submissive to authority and government. Many didn't think they had any other choices. They turned in neighbors, knowing in their heart and mind they were sending someone to their death, and it was evil. Many did it anyway. If allowed, soon Biden and this green zone camp push will be used to get the masses to turn in gun owners, the unvaccinated, and those who speak against the vaccines and government policies. For the CDC to even be posting their intentions and details about the green zone camps tells you we are approaching Nazi Germany death camps covered in green propaganda and pandemic madness. The truth is, if the green zone camps are allowed to go forward and the masses let it happen, thinking they have no power, then I predict that many millions will disappear and never come home. It will be an organized genocide designed to get rid of the elderly, useless eaters, those with expensive diseases to manage. Again, this will also be the vehicle to finally get rid of the high-risk gun owners and unvaccinated. Fight with all you have against this. It is time to march in the streets. Spread the word far and wide about this. Pray and stand. If we are even remotely complacent about this, we will die, and so will America. Fight, fight, fight.
2 days later, August 10th, came this riveting headline. Red alert. COVID internment camps announced in America. Tennessee governor signs executive order authorizing National Guard to carry out COVID medical kidnappings. Tuesday, August 10th, 2021. Mike Adams, Natural News. The vast majority of oblivious Americans have dismissed all this as a conspiracy theory. And now they're shocked and frightened by the realization that COVID internment camps are being actively deployed across America.
And we would interject, there were a lot of people for decades thinking it never happened. It never happened after Gary Franchi and Alex Jones brought out their Camp FEMA. At that time, it was probably a video, but they had some good documentation. And our late colleague, our wonderful colleague, help me, Lou.
Carl Sanders.
Yes, Dr. Carl Sanders. He actually had a map. He had taken a little trip to find a lot of these camps. And we had heard at that time they were a lot of old military installations that were closed and empty. But he had an actual map. You could take a little, shall we say, a field trip and find them. But now it's not a conspiracy anymore, is it, Lou?
Not at all, no. It's coming out into the open. That's right. On Friday, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signed Executive Order 83, which authorizes National Guard and State Guard troops to break into people's homes, kidnap them at gunpoint, and take them to COVID internment camps, all without any due process or respect for civil rights. Individuals can be targeted for this medical kidnapping by armed troops via, quote, telephone assessments, unquote. And the medical kidnapping of American citizens is being labeled, quote, involuntary commitment to, quote, temporary quarantine and isolation facilities, unquote. In other words, FEMA-style concentration camps are here, and COVID is the excuse for mass arrests and executions of Americans. The Tennessee EO is on top of the CDC's announcement that COVID camps will be set up on a nationwide basis, with people being medically kidnapped and taken to, quote, humanitarian settings, unquote. Just like a scene ripped right out of Nazi Germany. The average American, upon learning that concentration camps are now being authorized in the United States, is expressing shock and disbelief that this so-called conspiracy theory turns out to be official government policy. As reported by WorldNetDaily.com, social media users are responding with comments like, wow, the guard will be utilized. Involuntary commitment and construction of quarantine and isolation facilities, thought all of that was just a silly conspiracy theory. The pieces add up to a very scary picture. People need to wake up. COVID internment camps follow the pattern of Japanese internment camps across America during World War II. In truth, the U.S. government has already demonstrated that it is able and willing to round people up at gunpoint, deny them all civil rights or due process, and throw them into death camps for an indefinite duration. They did this very thing in World War II to Japanese Americans, who had committed no crime, did nothing wrong. Yet they were rounded up because of their ethnicity. If they can throw Japanese Americans into camps because of their ethnicity, they will gladly throw you into a death camp because your vaccine papers don't check out. And Mike says, I cover all this in today's Urgent Situation Update via Brighteon.com.
Also that day, August 10th, came the fearful news of the CDC's new Nazi Times deja vu document. And Lou, one time we had an interesting visual from you. You were looking on your smartphone and you saw what?
Now, I've lost
the
my train of thought.
The entrance to the CDC.
Oh, the gate.
I guess you would call it the gate. And what did you tell me?
Yes, the big sign out front. I said, my goodness, that looks just like a tombstone.
And it did.
It did.
It did. You know, we're seeing that it's a memorial, possibly, to a mass genocide. So here at LifeSite News, this time, by Claire Marie Murkowski, Tuesday, August 10th, CDC offered plan for internment camps in so-called shielding initiative. Now, that's an interesting word. Lou, if you think about that, you know, if you had a little granddaughter and she was running across the street and a huge truck came barreling forward, you would leap in front of her and shield her, wouldn't you?
Exactly. That's just right.
Yes. And we know that in medieval evil times, the knights had shields, didn't they?
They did, yes.
So we can think of the use in the Bible sometimes. God talks about spiritual weapons, and I think he mentions a shield that we're to have against Satan spiritually. So with all that in a background, you would think this is something benign and wonderful from the CDC. It's a shielding initiative. High-risk individuals would be temporarily relocated to safe or, quote, green zones established at the household, neighborhood, camp, / sector, or community level, depending on the context and setting. You know what comes to my mind? We've heard about Auschwitz so many times, the big killing center for the Nazis, and there were neighborhoods not too far away. Isn't that right? People who just could never have imagined, and maybe some of them knew, of course, what was down the road, but there were beautiful meadows and beautiful farmland, I think. Isn't that right?
I believe that's true, yes.
So, you know, all this horror, all this evil is ready to nullify all Western civilization. You know, I looked at the local NEA magazine. It comes to you as a retired teacher. It was from Maryland. And there was this nice-looking young Spanish woman. And she thought it was just so awful that the elderly people and some of the Spanish people who couldn't speak English, they were not getting vaccinated. So she led a great big group, and together they got 8,000-plus people vaccinated. That was one thing that was in that magazine. Another thing was a lying article about critical race theory, equating it just that teachers always need to teach kids how to think, and they need to present different viewpoints. It didn't tell the truth about this awful thing that's trying to foment racial war in this country, turn blacks against whites. No, there's so much of a broad plan in the propaganda world. But, you know, we have now gone beyond propaganda. What was her name? Reifenstahl?
Yes, Lenny.
Lenny, that's right. She made all these big documentaries, these film documentaries for Hitler, and they were lies. But we have enough lies. Now, you see, we're moving to the push comes to shove. And so now, this article from LifeSite News, Atlanta, Georgia, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has a detailed plan for isolating certain individuals in camps as part of a shielding initiative. CDC published a document last year revealing a plan to isolate high-risk people in camps or community settings for an indefinite amount of time, but at least 6 months. According to CDC, high-risk persons should be kept in these camps until, quote, sufficient hospitalization capacity is established, effective vaccine or therapeutic options become widely available, or the COVID-19 epidemic affecting the population subsides. However, CDC warned that hospitals will likely remain overwhelmed while the pandemic runs its course, Additionally, the virus could take months to subside, and herd immunity, quote, has not been demonstrated to date, end of quote. Quote, the shielding approach aims to reduce the number of severe COVID-19 cases by limiting contact between individuals at higher risk of developing severe disease, high risk, and the general population, low risk, the July 2020 document reads. High-risk people include the elderly and those with underlying health conditions which make them more susceptible to COVID-19. Minors would be accompanied by a caregiver. It is unclear if merely being unvaccinated makes a person, quote, high risk. When the document was first published, the COVID-19 vaccination rollout had not yet begun. Those considered high risk would be moved to safe or green zones, where they would be kept until it was considered safe for them to return into society. People in green zones would have been limited to no contact with the outside world. And, you know, that really sounds ominous, doesn't it, Lou?
Yes, it does. It's just a prison, then.
Yeah. Green zones are defined as being at the household, neighborhood, or camp level. A camp or sector level is defined as, quote, a group of shelters, such as schools, community buildings within a camp, sector, max 50 high-risk individuals per single green zone, where high-risk individuals are physically isolated together. You know, this is beginning to sound like the Warsaw Ghetto.
Yes, it is.
To me, isn't it?
Very much.
So there will eventually be token schools and these community buildings, but the thing is, I believe that they are looking at this as interweaving within our present rural, particularly little towns and communities, because there was another document mentioned recently that had been developed by probably the elite, shall we say, the Gestapo, the goons, the ones who are controlling the goons, and that was to have a lot of rural planning for things like this. So I think the two go together. Now, back to the article, one entry point is used for exchange of food, supplies, etc. Now, that's also creepy. Remember in the Warsaw Ghetto and other ghettos during Hitler's time, they had a lot of regulation that people who were in the ghettos could not go out. So sometimes people who had blonde hair and blue eyes and looked like they were not Jewish, they would take off their gold star, and they would be able to get outside, and then they would recruit food and things that they could bring back in for their starving families. So I think this is another ominous sign of control, that there would be one entry point. What do you think?
Oh, yes, that sounds just like it. And, of course, the ghettos in those days had barbed wire put around them.
That's right.
And so this sounds like that's what they're going to do here.
With life or death. One entry point is used for exchange of food, supplies. Why would we need to have that? If this was a free America, our wonderful truck drivers could just drive in and out just like they always do. A meeting area is used for residents and visitors to interact while practicing physical distancing, 2 meters. How far is 2 meters?
Oh, about 6 feet.
Okay. No movement into or outside the green zone is allowed. There. We better underline that. Completely isolated, you see, under the control of whoever or whatever kind of barbarism is going to happen. Isolation / separation from family members, loss of freedom, and personal interactions may require additional psychosocial support structures / systems, CDC says, without offering any details about these support systems. That sounds like psychiatrists, doesn't it, who will inject people with all kinds of horrible drugs and probably Gestapo to guard them. Additional psychosocial support structures and systems.
Sounds like to me that they might have, oh, something like the orchestras that the inmates would have to, you know, if they had the musical talents, would have to take part in the ghettos or in the concentration camps.
That would be the nice face that they would show.
Yes.
Fox News or CNN or whoever could come to get little video clips. But underneath, we would see the horrendous Nazi-like kinds of torture and experimentation and killing. Back to the article, separating families and disrupting and deconstructing multi-generational households may have long-term negative consequences, the document continues. That's surprising that there was one sentence of truth. The article continues, Deanna Lorianne, who ran against Democrat Nancy Pelosi, California's 12th Congressional District, spoke with American talk show host Stu Peters on his show last week. She revealed that the camps suggested by CDC are, in fact, concentration camps. Quote, they are about to unleash this on us, she warned. We know that a lot of people have been talking about how Biden is probably going to issue another lockdown. Going along with that is what they are calling the shielding approach. And what the shielding approach is removing people from their households, from their families, even separating couples who they believe are high risk, she stated. The camps will be built in different communities all across the nation. Every city will have these camps. I would imagine that they would believe that anyone who's not vaccinated is a high-risk individual, Lorianne stated, warning that people will be transported to these camps against their will. She explained that this violation of personal freedom, quote, doesn't matter because it's all for the purpose of health. Put them in this internment camp, or green zone if you will, and keep them there for at least 6 months. They have the right to extend it indefinitely until COVID, until the pandemic of COVID disappears, she said. We could add they could extend it till gun confiscation and civil war ends, if those two things get into motion. The article concludes with, recent investigation has revealed that China has detainment camps capable of imprisoning over a million inmates. Last August, by using satellite images, documents, and testimony, 268 compounds were discovered, quote, bearing the hallmarks of camps and prisons. This is Elizabeth commenting. In a country once ruled by Mao Zedong, where the Cultural Revolution began, by singling out people who wore glasses, the nearsighted were too intelligent, and ended up by killing perhaps 60 million people. The present hidden horrors are perhaps to be expected, but not here, not us. Our heritage is the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Yes, Elizabeth, and Amendment Number 4 of that Bill of Rights says this, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable search and seizures shall not be violated. Next, we have this headline. CDC announces COVID internment camps for every U.S. city will separate families by force, claims to meet minimum humanitarian standards. Wednesday, August 11th, 2021, by Mike Adams, National News. Last Friday, the governor of Tennessee signed an executive order authorizing the National Guard to medically kidnap unvaccinated people at gunpoint and forcibly take them to COVID involuntary internment camps across the state. Now, new details have emerged about a similar plan, initially launched by the CDC in 2020, which calls for nationwide COVID concentration camps to be operated at the camp sector level, which will be populated by individuals designated high risk, that's in quotes, high risk, who are forcibly ripped from their families and homes to be imprisoned by the CDC. This document, entitled Interim Operational Considerations for Implementing the Shielding Approach to Prevent COVID-19 Infections in Humanitarian Settings, explains that the CDC will meet minimum humanitarian standards by providing, for example, soap and basic cleaning supplies so that COVID camp prisoners can clean their own prison cells. And this is Lou interrupting. Two things. First, if you want to see those exact words from the CDC, go to this article by Mike Adams, dated Wednesday, August 11th, on naturalnews.com, and I believe you'll find that long title is in blue ink, which just means you can click on it, and it will take you to that very site from the CDC.
Tell us that title one more time. It certainly sounds Orwellian.
It certainly does. It's quite a mouthful. Interim Operational Considerations for Implementing the Shielding Approach to Prevent COVID-19 Infections in Humanitarian Settings. Also, and I'm interrupting here again, I want to say that Mike Adams reiterated in his podcast of August 11th that the CDC document called for detained people to help do tasks for inmates or as inmates. And this is like a Nazi labor camp. And continuing with the article, among the horrors, the CDC document openly calls for separating couples and families, then admits this action will cause extreme psychological trauma among Americans who are targeted and ripped from their homes to be placed in COVID concentration camps. In addition to the risk of stigmatization and feeling of isolation, this shielding approach may have an important psychological impact. And this, I believe, is in italics, which probably means it's being quoted. The italics are probably quoted from the original document. So I'll start that again. In addition to the risk of stigmatization and feeling of isolation, this shielding approach may have an important psychological impact and may lead to significant emotional distress, exacerbate existing mental illness, or contribute to anxiety, depression, helplessness, grief, substance abuse, or thoughts of suicide among those who are separated or have been left behind.
That sounds very much like Mengele.
It certainly does, yes.
Those are some of their goals, probably.
Probably. And the article continues, these CDC COVID camps, the document explains, will be strictly enforced prison camps called green zones. And the CDC explains that, quote, no movement into or outside the green zone will be tolerated. It's not clear how the CDC plans to enforce this, but it seems rather obvious that this will involve armed guards and physical security measures such as chain link fences or razor wire.
And something important there, we realize that there's some overlap in these articles, but you can't hear it too many times. It's that vital. But when you said there, Lou, the word that there won't be any movement out of the camp, but there won't be any movement in. So they're going to really separate, say, the trucks that bring some supplies. They're not going to be able to see what's really going on.
Just like a ghetto, exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Or just like a real concentration camp.
Yes.
They can only get so close.
That's right.
How much more do you have there on that
one? Just a couple of lines. The CDC considers unvaccinated people to be high risk, which means Americans may be targeted for medical kidnapping and COVID camp imprisonment merely for refusing to take deadly experimental vaccines.
Very important. And now I would like to announce that I have two new essays there on the website, DividedKingdomRadio.com, and I hope we have time for me to read this 2021 Summer Death Shrieks Questions Addendum, August 9th, 2021. And I would just say about this essay that all of you need to pray for great discernment. Do not believe anyone and worship everything they say as truth. And that means no mainstream figure and none of the alternative news figures, because there's a lot of disinfo, and some people are paid to be controlled opposition. So we remember that Dr. Stan Monteith, the late wonderful radio commentator, said that in his lifetime he found just about every conservative organization was sold out. So I ask here in this essay in the beginning, why does the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, AP, July 31st, advise pregnant women to get the COVID vaccine? If these vaccines were safe and effective during pregnancy, as the report claimed, then why did VAERS data from December 14, 2020 to June 25, 2021 show, quote, as of June 18, 2021, 2,337 pregnant women reported adverse events related to COVID vaccines, including 791 reports of miscarriages or premature birth. Another study showed that 8 out of 10 pregnant women suffered miscarriages after receiving the vaccine for COVID. Next point, Why is a booster shot for COVID in the works when in Massachusetts, Singapore, and Israel, up to 75% of COVID infections occurred among those previously inoculated with COVID vaccines? Another point? In an interview posted on August 5th with Health Ranger Mike Adams, Brighteon.com, Dr. Judy Mikovits espoused some very surprising medical statements. Part one of 2021 Summer Death Shrieks, and that was my first essay from July 25th, which is also posted at DividedKingdomRadio.com, and it's an important one, especially important with the UK doctor Wellborn's comparative blood slides of our red blood cells before and after Moderna. You'll really want to read about that. But back to this newer article. Mikovits was an insider working at formidable bioweapons factory Fort Detrick itself decades ago. In her work with cell lines, her path often intersected with Dr. Anthony Fauci. In his latest interview, Mikovits asserted, one, there is no actual COVID-2 virus that can be found as an isolate. Among other components, monkey viruses, and flu shots that Mikovits says may play a part. Number two, there is no transmission, only injection. Huh? Did you hear me? There is no transmission, only injection. This second assertion strikes most thinking people as absurd and illogical. After the carefree Trump Tulsa rally, few, if any, masks and no social distancing, longtime politician Herman Cain soon tested positive for COVID and shortly died. Dr. Aaron Bromage, University of Massachusetts, delineated a case of restaurant air conditioning transmission of COVID-19 that led to a number of infections and deaths. And so you see, we are questioning this very, very much, this information that COVID wasn't spread by transmission. Now back to the essay, and here's a profile of an ordinary American man I have been well acquainted with for many decades. One, he has a PhD in biochemistry. Two, he never takes any flu vaccines or any other vaccines whatsoever. For just as the UN scientist stated publicly in January of 2020, he worries about the harm of adjuvants in the vaccines, those materials such as squalene that are added to make the vaccines more powerful. Three, this man and his wife attended a funeral memorial service inside a church in March 2021. No masking and no social distancing occurred inside the church. Four, evidently, unlike Dr. Mikovits' preposterous claim of no transmission, something spread by air, not by her term, injection. My friend and his wife both came down with COVID. They did not need to hospitalize themselves, but were very ill. He lost 20 pounds suddenly, and both have had the typical loss of taste and smell. Wittingly or unwittingly, disinformation on COVID itself and COVID vaccines is proliferating. The Bible asks Christians to test all things. That means you have to pray for discernment and always think for yourself. Even though the Cleveland Clinic has announced that such good natural immunity follows COVID-19 infection that antibodies may protect one for 17 years or more, Dr. Anthony Fauci, in his latest blaring arrogance, said in a White House briefing, there is no doubt that vaccinating a COVID-19 survivor enhances both the amount and breadth of immunity so that you cover not only the original virus, but also the variants. This is the glittering generalities aspect of deliberate propaganda techniques, the kind of bold bombast that sounds good but has no proof whatsoever. Those hapless pregnant women should, before meekly acquiescing to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists' advice to take the vaccine, reflect on a sign my husband saw when traveling from Maryland to Pennsylvania recently. Don't be coerced. It can't be reversed. And then my latest short essay, written August 10th, we've often heard the phrase, you know, throwing the baby out with the bathwater. So that's the inspiration for my title, Keep the Baby in the Bathwater. Now that the CDC admits the PCR COVID tests were never based on an actual COVID-2 or COVID-2 virus isolate, nor does it have any such isolate, we must stay more awake than ever. conundrum, smoke screens, propaganda, persuasion, controlled opposition. All of this is a jungle nightmare. What did happen in 2020? We may need years to get to the real Tonkin Gulf truth. Until then, don't let anyone tell you, quote, it was just a common cold virus. Not even Fauci in his latest flip-flop. Common cold sounds so innocuous. Is this to subtly cover up Ralph Baric and all the North Carolina, NIH, Wuhan, gain-of-function evils? Even if the culprit was not one single COVID-2 virus isolate, the witch's brew of monkey viruses and other adjuvants, HIV fragments, according to Dr. Luc Montagnier and the researchers in India, caused serious illness. My husband, Lou Caverly's first cousin, a Methodist minister, was deathly ill, hospitalized, and ending up with that specific set of symptoms I don't recall hearing said to reside in a common cold. Total loss of smell and taste. Something apparently was a bioengineered weapon that damaged the cranial nerves at the base of the brain. The same something, I think not a common cold, did the same thing to my close relative and his wife, making them devastatingly ill. Later, the beef in their Arby's sandwiches tasted like cardboard. Let us never minimize the reality of a bioweapon that killed Hank Aaron, Larry King, DMX, Ellis Marsalis Jr. Let us also never, never sanitize the real number of deaths, perhaps a monumental genocide when the deaths are finally counted from the fiendish blood clot spike protein fetal cell line derived COVID-19, quote, vaccines. God wants you to trust no source of information fully, but pray and keep seeking the truth. Stand up for your rights. Never let a worldwide lie put you in a COVID FEMA camp. And now we have to realize that our program will have to continue with a part two next week. And next week we will get into what's happening worldwide with this tyranny, with the people trying to fight for freedom. And I think now we need to move quickly I think it is just to give you the highlights here that we'll be getting into more next week. University of Pittsburgh's organ harvesting practices include racial quotas for minority babies. The things in here are so horrific. We will be getting into more detail next week. And under the evil Biden regime, the NIH abandons the ethics board and resumes trafficking of aborted baby body parts using taxpayers' money. So I think we need to move to a part two, Lou, which
All
is
right.
the spiritual part.
That's exactly right, yes. So why are the horrors of part one occurring? God's judgment is falling, especially on America, because as tonight's program title says, America worships Satan. From WorldNet Daily, this is the title, What the Devil? U.S. Turns the Dark Side as Americans Make Satan Mainstream. From clothing to public prayers, the nation celebrates demonic realm. This was, as I said, from WorldNet Daily by Andrew Powell, published August 8, 2021. Shoe company Converse and fashion designer Rick Owens recently collaborated on a new version of the famous Chuck Taylor shoe, a popular item many have worn. However, there's something that's different about these particular Chuck Taylors. They embrace Lucifer. The limited edition shoes, which are listed as Turbo DRK, T-U-R-B-O-D-R-K, which I guess would be Turbo Dark, Chuck 70, Satan shoes, are an official collaboration between Converse and Owens brand. And his brand is DRKSHDW, which obviously must be Dark Shadow. There are 70 different styles of the shoe, but all of them feature the same satanic symbol, the inverted pentagram, which replaces the iconic Chuck Taylor star. Some of the marketing behind the plan features photos of two creepy masked models wearing monochrome outfits and recreating the inverted pentagram symbol with their bodies. Originally, the pentagram symbol was represented in the Christian faith as the five wounds of Jesus Christ. However, It would soon be hijacked by Satanists and turned upside down as a sign of disrespect. As a result, nowadays, the inverted pentagram is associated with Lucifer, Satanism, and a blatant mark of evil. With Converse's Chuck 70s, they would also give you a full 360-degree view of their Satanism. On Converse's official Instagram, the designer of the shoe talked about his use of the pentagram. Quote, I've been using this pentagram for a long time because obviously it has adolescent occult associations, said Owens. But I like geometric diagrams like that because, in a very primal way, they are a culture's grasp for control and a way to organize thoughts and systems, unquote. Then he talked about his real motivation. Quote, a pentagram in this day and age with all its associations, I like the fact that it refers to an alternative system. And that suggests openness and empathy, stated Owens. It suggests the pursuit of pleasure, this pursuit of sensation. But one of the main things that I think it suggests is empathy and a consideration of systems of living that might not be standard, unquote. And that reminds me, I'll interject here, of a song years ago by the Rolling Stones called Sympathy for the Devil. I hope I have that right. Back to the article. According to Converse, these shoes are aimed at breaking conventions. That's in quotes. Breaking conventions. But unfortunately for the footwear giant and designer, Rick Owens, neither one of them was able to grab a good reception on social media. Some on social media even wanted them canceled. And with Converse once being everybody's favorite shoe, the main target was the Nike-owned company. With Nike and their Satan shoes, there was a bit of misinformation there. Lil Nas X, the rapper who created these shoes, would end up getting sued by Nike for copyright violations. But still, the point stands. There is open Satanism everywhere. What other forms of open Satanism has the world experienced over the past few years? Lil Nas X's Satan shoes. Rapper and singer Lil Nas X released a pair of Satan shoes back in March, which featured a bronze inverted pentagram, an inverted cross, a quote out of Luke 10:18 that read, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven, and there was even a drop of real human blood inserted into each pair of the limited edition shoes. They were priced at $1,018 per pair. They sold out in under a minute. When originally released, the sneakers were marketed as special edition Nike Air Max 97s, limited to 666 pairs exactly. And they were a collaboration between Lil Nas X and New York City-based art collective MSCHF, which of course is the consonants for the word mischief. However, they were immediately shot down by Nike, and the shoe conglomerate distanced itself as far as possible from Lil Nas X's Satanism. And they would later sue, though it would eventually come around with their recent Converse shoe. Not only was this a way for Lil Nas X to make money, but it was also a way to promote a music video of his titled Montero, Call Me By Your Name, where the rapper would purportedly have gay sex with the devil.
Yahoo News. Honestly, did you finish that one, Lou?
I did, a little more? Yes, that was
okay.
All.
Okay. Yahoo News. Honestly, Satanism sounds pretty great. Originally published in Refinery 29 and picked up by Yahoo News, columnist Elizabeth Gulano talks about Lil Nas X and his fiasco with his Satan shoes and getting sexual with Satan, and then proceeds to take a swipe at Christians, painting them as judgmental, tyrannical militants who want to take everyone's fun away. And then drops this quote, Satanism hasn't gone anywhere. In fact, it's only getting stronger. Afterwards, she attempts to explain how wonderful of a religion Satanism actually is. And then we have Christian Bale. Thanks, Satan, for award-winning performance. Actor Christian Bale won 6 awards total for his performance in Vice. However, it was more than cringeworthy when Bale thanked Satan during an Oscar acceptance speech for said performance. Bale was accepting the award for Best Actor in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy for Vice during the 76th Annual Golden Globe Awards, apparently thanking Satan in an offhand, joking way, which seemed more of an attempt to disrespect Dick Cheney and the Republicans. But as the old saying goes, there's a little truth to every joke. With the rumors of occult dabbling that have surfaced out of Hollywood over the past few years, it wouldn't surprise a lot of people if Bale was being serious. And so from In God We Trust to Satanic Prayers, this happened in Pensacola, Florida, courtesy of a religious freedom activist named David Suhor. It just so happens that he's also a member of the Satanic Temple of West Florida and attempted to get Pensacola to remove a 25-foot cross in the city's Bayview Park. The Kenai Borough Assembly in Alaska actually has had to deal with multiple people who have brought satanic prayers to their meetings, but they can't do anything whatsoever about it because the American Civil Liberties Union has come to the defense of Satanists. And it doesn't stop there.
KNVX, a local ABC affiliate out of Phoenix, Arizona, allowed a woman to say a satanic prayer live on the air. Left-wing media outlet VICE even tried to normalize Satanism and make it cool. The latest stories with Converse, Little Nas X, Satan Shoes, and his orgy with Satan himself, Yahoo News articles saying Satanism is great, Christian Bale thanking Satan for his award-winning performance, satanic prayers at city councils, and being embraced on national television are just a few examples of today's infatuation with Satanism and or gross immorality and debauchery. Others include satanic statue erected in Illinois state capitol with other holiday decorations. Satanic temples, Baphomet statue travels to Arkansas Capitol building. Arch to Temple of Baal arrives in New York City. Witches cast mass spell against Donald Trump. Actor in monkey costume with fake penis and bare bum was invited to the library to encourage children to read, among other drag queen story hour examples. Netflix fans disgusted as Cuties sexualizes preteen girls in Twerking Squad. Mom fights to ban child sex dolls after daughter's likeness was used for one. Hannibal, meet the chef who makes cannibal cuisine look so delicious. Warning, a former NFLer thinks the weekend was conducting a satanic ritual during the Super Bowl halftime show. After being revealed, Black Lives Matter removes radical What We Believe agenda from website, referring to BLM wanting to destroy the nuclear family. They're now covering it up. Chelsea Clinton wishes Happy New Year to Church of Satan in bizarre Twitter tweet.
And another one, shock, as it's revealed, an enzyme called luciferase, we've reported on that, Lou,
yes,
is what makes Bill Gates' implantable quantum dot microneedle vaccine delivery system work. Satanic statues, witches casting spells, drag queens reading to kids, open pedophilia on streaming services such as Netflix, sex dolls with a real child's likeness, cannibal restaurants, satanic rituals at all-American events like the Super Bowl, radical leftist groups outright saying they want to destroy the nuclear family, a daughter of a politician, one being a former president, and then another nearly winning the presidency, wishing a happy new year to the Church of Satan, a chemical named luciferase in the COVID-19 vaccine. This is where America is right now. Yes, America worships Satan. Hopefully, good Americans, the vast majority of whom still self-identify as Christians, will counter this growing presence of undisguised evil in their midst. A spiritual revival is crucial. Otherwise, the dark forces increasingly dominating America will one day completely dominate what was once the greatest and most Christian nation on earth. And this was at WorldNet Daily, Andrew Powell. We can't emphasize enough that the war going on against the men, women, and children of the world is a spiritual war. Lucifer likes the culture of death, and things are really in high mobilization now with these proposed camps, and that real governor, a Republican governor in Tennessee, setting forth these diabolical plans, these ideas. And we need you to pray hard, because the prayers of Jesus' saints can change things. Empires can come down. Evil can just shred itself. God can foil these terrible things. We must pray humbly, each of us. We must repent of our sins daily, sins of omission, sins of commission. It's very, very important. We know that our radio audience is not many millions. It's not even a million. But we do know that there are some very intrepid hearts and souls. There are some very intelligent people who are tuning us in. There are some very true and faithful Christian hearts out there. And we do ask you deeply to pray. Again, go to Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, and what was the verse, Lou? It was 7:14, wasn't it?
That's right, chapter 7. 7:14. Yep.
Think about it, meditate on it this week, and pray for our country. And we will get into a lot more of this next week. But, you know, while we're doing all this, those top people, they think they'll be here forever. The Gateway Pundit, they laugh at you. Obama and liberal elite spotted maskless at his swank birthday gala on Martha's Vineyard as rest of the country hunkers down in pandemic. Jim Hoft, August 7th. Rules are for the little people. On Wednesday, Barack Obama reportedly drastically reduced his 60th birthday party plans at his sprawling Martha's Vineyard estate after accusations it was a, quote, super spreader event. Up to 700 guests and 200 staff were set to attend Obama's lavish birthday bash on his $12 million waterfront estate on Saturday. Champagne communists like Oprah Winfrey, George Clooney, and Steven Spielberg were scheduled to attend the gala. Meanwhile, the peasants are told to stay home and mask up because of the so-called Delta variant of COVID. Rules are for the rubes. But, you know, God will have the last laugh, I have to interject. The article continues, but it was all a lie. Of course, the elites were not going to be shamed into canceling their big elitist bash. On Friday, photos were released of massive tents set up on the Obama compound in advance of the former president's birthday bash. Singer John Legend, Chrissy Teigen, John F. Kerry, Jay-Z, Beyonce, George Clooney, Dwayne Wade, Kathleen Biden, Stephen Colbert, Don Cheadle were spotted on Martha's Vineyard on Friday in advance of Saturday's gala. Of course, Oprah and several politicians, golf buddies, celebrities will be partying with the Obamas tomorrow night. And the first photos coming out of Martha's Vineyard tonight show all the guests without masks. Let them eat cake. We hope that you will pray very much for the divided kingdom. And if you would like to help us stay on air, you can send a little cash, a money order, a check made out to WWCR or Global Star Communications to Lou Caverly, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Thank you, Philadelphia. Good night.